Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 33rd verse of Surah Rum. Let's just listen to this important verse, and we'll be back with our discussion.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ
And when adversity touches the people, they call upon their Lord, turning in repentance to Him. Then when He lets them taste mercy from Him, at once a party of them associate others with their Lord.
You see, dear listeners, this verse, the verse under discussion, is reasoning and actually acts as a kind of emphasis on the discussion that we had in the previous episodes, indicating that monotheism is natural and this divine light will develop with the existence of afflictions and difficulties. So it says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ When harm afflicts men, they call upon their Lord, turning to Him. ثُمَّ إِذَا أَذَاقَهُمْ مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً When He makes them taste of mercy from Him, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ Behold, some of them associate partners with their Lord. So, the losses we bear are from our own side. This is what we have to believe. This is what we have to recognize. This is what we have to understand. And actually, the thing in our discussion is that the mercy and favors are from the side of the Almighty Allah, but these losses are from our own side, from our own defects, from our own miscalculations and misjudgments and misbehaviors. There are some people who call on Allah only at the time of afflictions and difficulties, but a believer ought to call upon Allah at all times. So, the verse under discussion, in fact, is reasoning and is a kind of emphasis on the discussion that we had earlier, indicating that monotheism is natural. This divine light of monotheism will develop only if it is accompanied with the existence of afflictions and difficulties. So, what we can understand implicitly from this verse is that difficulties, afflictions that we face in our life, they are a necessity for this form of life. There are a lot to be discussed regarding the concept of afflictions and difficulties, but the verse actually says, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ مُنِيبِينَ إِلَيْهِ When harm afflicts men, they call upon their Lord, turning to Him. But they are so short-sighted. They are captive of bigotry and blind imitation of their ancestors. polytheistic ideas, as soon as the terrible events remove and they feel the breeze of peacefulness and Allah makes them taste of mercy from His side, then a group of them become polytheist. So the verse says, then when He makes them taste of mercy from Him, behold, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ. Behold, some of them associate partners with their Lord.
وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَوْا رَبَّهُمْ منيبين إليه ثم إذا أذاقهم منه رحمة إذا فريق منهم بربهم يشركون.
So, brothers and sisters, regarding this actually astonishing fact that the Almighty Allah is mentioning about some people who are not clearly with the Almighty Allah always in their lives, you might also be surprised that the Almighty Allah is talking about this fact so explicitly in this verse of the Holy Quran, that from among the people there are some who call upon their Lord only when they are experiencing difficulties and actually afflictions, but when they are delivered a little bit, when they are when they experience this breeze of mercy from the Almighty Allah again, إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ يُشْرِكُونَ, they are so short-sighted, they are captive of their bigotry, they have blind imitation of their ancestors' polytheistic ideas, because they don't understand. And the use of harm afflicts men, that the verse says, إِذَا أَذَاقَهُم مِّنْهُ رَحْمَةً, as opposed to وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ. So when it says مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ, harm afflicts man, is pointing to a little distress, as the phrase, when He makes them taste of mercy from Him. Because, you see, this مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌ is indicating that they're not having anything, but this أَذَاقَهُم رَحْمَةً means that they are facing, they are receiving a little bounty, because the application of taste in these instances is used for showing the scanty of something. But especially with mentioning the Arabic words ضُر and رَحْمَة in an indefinite form. So, anyway, what the verse is saying is that there are some people who are ignorant of what their Lord is giving them. They do not understand what is given to them. They do not understand that everything is from the Almighty Allah. There are some people who with a little stress go toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the curtain of over their nature of monotheism will be removed, but by a little bounty they will change the way. They will become neglectful of Him. They may forget everything once again. And for the first case, of course, it speaks in a general form, and it says that all people are such that they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when confronting afflictions, because monotheistic nature is general and for all, and that's an important fact. But for the second case, that is mercy, the verse mentions only those who pave the path of polytheism. So, since some of the servants of Almighty Allah usually remember Him, both when they encounter difficulties and both when they face divine bounties. And that's the important point regarding this verse. We'll continue where we ended up here in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and this went fixed.